Yes, let's talk those playoffs. We've got Barry DeLay with us this morning, sports anchor reporter at Global BC. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Simi. How are you?
I am so good, thank you. So we have another day to wait for this. How do you think Canucks Nation is feeling?
Well, it just shows the ups and downs of the playoffs. I mean, people, I'm sure, couldn't have been more happier. They're whistling, drinking their coffee. Things are great. And now for 2 days, you got a stew on it. But that's what the players go through, too. And they talk about parking that. And I think the fans can understand that's easier said than done. Like, that, you know, like real, the Canuck fans, this sticks with you. Oh, my God. You know, the panic level. But, you got to be trustworthy in your team. And, Trevor Linden told me many years ago, the playoff games are there are no momentum from games that carry over. They're their own entity. Every game's its own entity, and the Canucks just need to, they go into Nashville and do what they did there, and maybe score early and take the fans out of it a bit, like Nashville did here. So it's such a long series, and it's hard to control the emotions, but that's the beauty of the playoffs too. Everyone is definitely dialed in.
Also, I love the comments that Rick Tocchet made, Barry, about being the villain. And do you think that's true? Do some players just embrace that?
Oh, they love it. I remember Roberto Luongo was here last year for his retirement, and I asked him about, when the Lou chants, when fans would say Lou. He said, I love that, he said, but maybe even more, there's nothing like the silence or silencing a road arena when you're in the playoffs. He said, that's the best feeling. And you can hear, when Nashville scored the other day, you can hear their players whooping it up and hollering. That's how quiet it is. And that's just music to the ears of the visiting team. So in the NHL playoffs, we saw it last night. All the visiting teams won. It's typically very 50-50 that the road teams win. And Vancouver's a quality team. They had a very good road record. So, this game is right there for them. So, that you got to embrace that. You got to embrace all the things of the playoffs. And one of them is going in and just ruining the day for all those Nashville fans.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to go with that. Barry, thank you so much for that. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Simi.
That's Barry DeLay, sports anchor reporter at Global BC, getting us hyped up for the Canucks game, which is tomorrow, by the way, because Canucks are off to Nashville. And Rick Tocchet, the coach, talked about that, about playing the villain and how he loved it. And he's hoping the players embrace it. And yeah, let's hope they embrace that too. So lots more to come when it comes to talking Canucks, especially during these playoffs.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.